Stuart Dixon, the Alliance MLA. Were there, you've heard it, Stuart, very passionate plea from a member of the public telling Simon Hamilton, get back to work, telling the DUP, get somebody into that job?
Yes, Stephen, and that's the tenor of people that come through the door of my office here in Carrickfergus. People who come here in fear that they're not getting proper treatment because they're in a long queue, people who are frustrated by what's going on. And you've rightly mentioned, of course, there is a political dimension to all of this, but the reality is that the DUP are deploying a very blunt and a very dangerous instrument in the process of revolving door ministers. And if they can put a finance minister in place, if they can put a deputy minister in place to put wind energy legislation through the Assembly, then I think the DUP and Peter Robinson need to hang their heads in shame until the moment they put Simon Hamilton back in office. And Stephen, you know, I'm not just a politician. I've been a patient as well. I had a scare last year. I waited nearly a year to get a diagnosis. I was in hospital and had to carry a file from one scan to another. And like everybody, I had a glance at the file. And there was a clear indication on it that a particular cancer had to be checked for. I waited for months to hear a result for that. Months.
So you tell me, what's it like waiting?
It's miserable waiting. It's fearful waiting. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. Fortunately for me, it was an all clear. But it could just as easily have been a need for further treatment. So, you know, the reality is that politics has been played with people's lives. And it's vitally important that this impasse and the work that the Secretary of State is doing is resolved. But I would make an appeal this morning to the DUP, and I'm not a member of the DUP. I oppose most of the things that they come up with, and certainly I'm in opposition to what they're doing at the moment in relation to the tactics which they're deploying. But my appeal to them is quite simply this. It's the same as David from Carrickfergus. Simon Hamilton, get back to work and do the job that is required.
Yeah, but it would be unfair, surely, to give the impression that if Simon Hamilton got back to work, that this could be sorted. These waiting lists have been building for years.
Stephen, you're absolutely right. And this morning, when
that's inaccurate. The waiting lists haven't been building in years, but for years. But the situation has been developing over years, and many people have been warning that we were going to get to this stage if something radical hasn't been done, and it hasn't been done.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, Stephen. And I mean, I'm just looking, for example, I wrote to the minister and got an answer to a question when they were answering questions about the pressures on what are called corridor beds in hospitals. And the response I got, we don't keep those statistics. You've said, and Patricia McKeown has said, and also the Royal College of Nursing have said, that we've had report after report after report. We've had a number of key reports. We now have a very key report, and those reports need to be turned into action. And this is where the minister comes along. You're absolutely right, Stephen. We know that the pressures have been building for a long time due to lack of finance, due to lack of proper strategic leadership. And remember, all of the leadership has been coming from DUP.
But